News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer. It's another Monday and another protest in our nation's capital. That's what it sounded like outside the JNU campus this morning. Thousands of students from the Jawaharlal Nehru University on the roads on what they called the Long March. Their plan? To march to Parliament where the winter session began today. That's about 10 kilometres or so. The students had barely got a kilometre or so beyond the university gates when the police stopped them from going further. At Bir Sarai, the barricades became the focal point of the clash. Students broke through the police cordon trying to get past the cops. The police pushed back hard. So what is the protest all about? It's actually been going on for weeks now, but it first hit TV screens last week when student protesters gathered in front of the university gates on the day of the convocation ceremony. As the Vice President, the HRD Minister and the University Vice Chancellor spoke on stage, students chanted slogans outside, demanding a rollback in the hostel fee hike. According to the JNU Students' Union, more than 40% of students in JNU come from families where their parents earn less than 1.5 lakhs a year. Under the new rules, a student will have to pay a minimum of 62,000 rupees a year for a shared room. 40% students may be forced to drop out of university because they can't afford to pay the hostel fees.
What's our demand today is not for only us, it's for the coming generation, it's for education, it's for jobs. Let us go. Parliament, who are sitting there, they are elected by us. Please, let us go inside.
It is not just about JNU. We know that if it is implemented in JNU, it will be implemented in the other center universities. It's irony that it is 50th anniversary of JNU. It's a golden jubilee. And on golden jubilee, we, the student of JNU, are on streets.
We have sacrificed about 3 weeks of our studies. For three weeks, our academic activities are suspended. Okay, now we are not going to stop.
These students are not giving up. It's about far more than the hike in hostel fees. The new rules mean students will be paying 1700 rupees for service charges, which basically means the salaries of the mess workers. The one-time security deposit has gone from 5,500 to 12,000. Yes, that's a refundable amount. But if your father earns 15,000 rupees a month, where are you going to get that 12,000 rupees from? And how tragic if that is the reason that you're unable to study in JNU. If not being able to pay that 12,000 rupees means you're deprived of the opportunity to get some of the best education in India, an educational experience that has produced Nobel laureates and ministers. To all the people who say those JNU types should pay more, think about this. If JNU hostel fees are affordable only by the upper classes, what kind of place would it be? What happens to inclusivity? To the melting pot of backgrounds and experiences that every JNU dhaba and hostel is today. Every single student in JNU today is enriched by studying with and living with others whose idea of India is diametrically different from their own. And where does it stop? Isn't this the first step to taking the right to education beyond the reach of those who need it most? And yes, if it's JNU today, it could be other universities tomorrow. The students' unions of other central universities in places like IIT Delhi, Banaras Hindu University and Lucknow University have supported the JNU students' fight. The JNU Teachers Association is supporting the protest. And it's also very revealing that the majority of JNU students are supporting the agitation. This is a campus as deeply divided politically as it gets. And everyone has united in protest.
Every student that I've spoken to stands in solidarity with the issue and not with the politics that revolves around it.
That was CNN News 18 reporter Sagar Gupta. Sagar has been tracking these protests over the last several days, along with Uday Singh Rana, and both these reporters spoke to many students who felt matters at JNU had blown into the crisis it has today because of one man, the Vice Chancellor, Jagadesh Kumar. As students demanded affordable education, the Vice Chancellor, who's been refusing to meet the protesters so far, put out a video message yesterday, asking the students to get back to work, saying that exams would take place as scheduled next month. Today, as the HRD Ministry set up a three-member panel to look into the demands of the students, many of the students told our reporter Uday that they felt it was the VC who should have taken such a step, not the government.
Students are also angry that the response has come from the MHRD, but not from the Vice Chancellor of the university itself. In fact, some students are joking that it might be easier for them to meet the HRD minister than it is for them to meet their own Vice Chancellor.
एक Vice Chancellor होने के बावजूद वो university में रहते नहीं हैं. वो Twitter पे फरमान भेजे जाते हैं. He should resign as a Vice Chancellor.
And as the Vice Chancellor drags his feet, the students are running out of time. The new fee rules come into effect in January 2020. That's less than 2 months from now. Exams are in December. Students need to know if they can even afford to come back to study next term or whether they'll be forced to drop out. This is Jawaharlal Nehru University. It's where India meets India. It's where India finds India. All shades, colors, political opinion, dissent in all its glory, learning in all its glory. Can we put a price tag on that? Think about that. I'm Shayani Iyer. Drive Through will be back tomorrow.
News 18 Drive Through with Shayani Iyer. Cruise with the news.